See you later podcast. Cake boss Buddy Velastro joins us. The conversation and dishes up dessert. Let's get started. I wish you had smell-o-vision because it smells really good here. Look who's joining us in the fifth chair tonight. Buddy Velastro, best known as the cake boss on TLC. It's great to have you here. He's king of the cakes, if you ask me, the sultan of sweets. He's created some true masterpieces over the years. What have you actually brought us?
Well, I got some of our cupcakes here. We got peanut butter caramel, and then we got my favorite pastry of all time, the Carlo's Bakery Lobster Tail.
Wow. Mm.
It's got a crispy, crunchy shell with a creamy inside. Then, of course, you don't go anywhere without a traditional cannoli,
nice,
right?
Cannoli, sure. Excellent.
Without a cannoli.
You don't go anywhere. You
also created, actually, a birthday cake for me.
I did. I made your birthday cake.
Of me. I think we have a video
cool,
of that,
yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, not too bad,
yeah.
Huh?
Giant. I've never
heard
of that.
Look
at
that's pretty
that.
Cool,
that's
right?
That was the coolest thing ever. So very nice. I appreciate you you doing that. You also have a new show on TLC.
I do. I got a new show called Bakery Boss, and it just started airing Monday nights at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically where I go into bakeries that are struggling all over the country.
Oh,
and I renovate them, and I tell them what I think they're doing wrong. And
what do they mostly do wrong?
Well, I mean, it ranges from so many different things. I mean, some of the bakeries are old bakeries that didn't change with the times, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, in the cake decorating or the menu. Some people, like, this one lady was funny. She was a good mm-hmm. at-home baker, and, you know, she's like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to take out a triple mortgage on the house and go open a bakery.
Wow.
Right.
You know, so you hear, like, from one spectrum to the other, and just kind of like give them my insight.
Are you a nice guy that goes in there, or you're a mean guy that goes in
no,
there?
No, I'm a very nice guy. But at the
you're
end,
you're not
of
Gordon Ramsay.
No. But I'm real. I tell them what I think is going on.
Look at this thing with
look
what
at
is,
that.
That
is my son's
Mount Rushmore.
Life.
Wow,
yeah.
That is nuts.
Wow.
How do you eat that?
Carefully.
Very carefully. So we all pretty much tweet here at the table. We all try to be polite on Twitter. Me, always, except occasionally. One tweet sent after Florida State's big victory in the national championships football game last night is causing a stir. I'm told Florida State beat Auburn in the final moments. I'm not even pretending to know much about it. But after the game, you watched it. It was a great game.
I ran from here to that game.
All right. After the game, it was actually the mother of Alabama's quarterback who took some issue with Florida State's quarterback during his post-game interview. Dee Dee McCarron, the mother of A.J. McCarron, a quarterback, tweeted, am I listening to English when Florida State's Jameis Winston took the microphone? As you'd expect, that did not go over too well. Here's what Winston said during the interview, which aired on ESPN.
After struggling through the first half, what was the biggest adjustment you guys made at halftime?
We had to go back to playing Florida State football. We came out here, we were letting us be bigger than the game. We were bigger than the game. Then we had to say, hey, let's play Florida State football because can't nobody be bigger than this game. And we did that, and we came out victorious.
You had an embrace with your head coach, Jimbo Fisher. You've been through a lot with him this season. What did you guys share in that moment, Jameis?
We're champions. We can share that we are champions together. And through everything that we went through all the haters, through every single thing, we came out victorious. And God did this. I'm so blessed. He's so blessed. Like all the stuff that he handled with Ethan, and he come out here and coach us, that touched me. And there's nobody but God. There's nobody.
Ethan being the reference to Jimbo's son, you said it once, you said it 100 times this season. If we're going to do it big, we're going to do it big then. How big is this moment?
It's the biggest. Happy birthday. My cousin in Afghanistan watching this game, Teola Winston. We're doing it for everybody. We're doing it big all over the country, all over the world. And I'm proud. I'm proud to say I'm a Florida State Seminole.